Good morning. How are you guys doing? Raise your hand if you're having a great day. Raise your hand if you're having a good day. Let me ask you something, or maybe I'll just tell you. Do you realize what just happened? It was pretty amazing. You guys are amazing. You know what just happened? You heard sound, and the sound is actually a vibration. That vibration goes into your ear and hits a drum. And that drum goes boom. And there's a chemical reaction that occurs. It goes into your brain. And then your brain said, I need to raise my hand. And you raised your hand. It's an amazing, amazing thing that happens that we don't even think about. I want to tell you a story right now about what happened to me one day. So this was a few years back, and I'm walking down the sidewalk. So I'm just walking along, you know, just casually walking, all these people around. All of a sudden, I just kind of just fell over. Everything started spinning around, and I just kind of stopped. I was kind of worried that, oh, man, I hope nobody saw me. You know, that's kind of embarrassing. Well, it stopped spinning. And then I went about my day. Well, the next morning, I get up out of bed. Same thing happens. I start spinning, and I fall back on the ground. I think, this is kind of scary. So I think I better go to the doctor. So I went to the doctor, and the nurse comes in. The nurse asked, okay, what's the problem? I told the nurse, well, things are spinning. I don't know why. I can't seem to walk on the sidewalk. So the nurse leaves. I'm nervous. I'm thinking, man, what is going on? I can't walk very well. Well, then the doctor comes in, and he's looking at the chart, and he's saying, okay. Yeah, oh, I see. So this is happening. Said, yeah, that's happening. I said, am I going to be okay? And I was really, really nervous. And the doctor said, well, it looks like you have rocks in your head. I said, I'm sorry, I got what? Because when somebody says you have rocks in your head, they're kind of saying, you know, you're not really that smart. You're kind of not that bright. You're acting kind of, well, kind of stupid. Said, well, doctor, that's not very nice. So the doctor said, let me clarify. Your rocks are loose in your head. I said, well, that's not any better. You're saying I got rocks loose in my head? And the doctor started laughing and said, yeah, actually you do. And he said, let me clarify a little bit further. See, what happened is, do you know what you have in your inner ear? You have little crystals in your inner ear. Yeah, you have these little crystals in your inner ear. And what they do is they help you to be able to maintain your balance. And so you're able to run and play and jump around. And you know why things don't start spinning around? Because you got those little rocks in your ear. And what happened is my rocks had gotten loose. So they were floating around in my ear. So every time I made a movement, everything started spinning around and I would fall down. And it would also make me a little nauseous. And, you know, I was really concerned. I said, well, doctor, am I going to be okay? Do I have to live with these loose rocks the rest of my life? I don't want to do that. You know what the doctor said? Calm down, just sit down. And you know how they fixed it? They set me down, and then he had me lean back. And then I leaned back, and it was, oh, this is still spinning really bad. And then he took me and rolled me the other way. And you know what it did? It took those little rocks, and it rolled them back into the place God wanted them to be in. God put those in place for you for a reason, so you could go out, jump around, and play, and enjoy life. It's amazing that he does those things for us. Your body is an amazing thing. In fact, let me read something really crazy good. This is really, really good. So this says, Psalm 139. You probably heard this before, but it says, "Oh Lord, you have searched me and known me. You have known when I sit down. You know when I rise up. You have scrutinized my path, my lying down, and are intimately acquainted with all my ways. Even before there was words on my tongue, behold, you know who I am. You have enclosed me behind and before and laid your hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me." It's too high. I can't understand it all. I can't understand those rocks. "For you have formed me from the inward parts. You formed me in my mother's womb. I give you thanks, for you, I am fearfully and wonderfully made." Fearfully and wonderfully made. And my soul knows it very well. So as you go through your day, I hope you realize how you're made and how sound works, how your eyes work, how your smell works, how your legs work. All of that God created in you. Let's have a word of prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, thank you so much for these children who are beautifully made in the creation that you wanted them to be, in the way that you wanted them to be. Lord, I pray that your spirit be upon them. I pray that your guidance be with them in the darkness of this world. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Go back to your seats. Please, please don't let your rocks get loose, okay? Keep them steady. Make sure you don't fall over.